Hey everyone, welcome back. Ready for another deep dive?
Always ready.
Awesome. So today we're doing something a little different. We're diving deep, deep into the world of Kona coffee.
Kona coffee, huh? I like where this is going.
Yeah, we're not just talking about how to brew the perfect cup. We're going way back. History, geography, agriculture, all that good stuff.
The whole shebang.
Exactly. We've got some amazing excerpts about, everything. Kona coffee, its history, what makes it unique, why people are obsessed with it. It's going to be a wild ride.
I'm already intrigued.
So to kick things off, let's talk about Kona's place in the world. I mean, it's practically synonymous with Hawaii, right? Like you say Hawaii, you think beaches, pineapples, and
Kona coffee.
Boom, you got it.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. It's 2024. We're in the age of super niche coffee. Every corner coffee shop has beans from some, remote mountaintop in Ethiopia.
Yeah, single origin, micro lot, all that jazz. It's a whole scene.
It is. Yeah. But Kona's still right up there. Why is that? Yeah. It's not just clever marketing, right?
Not just clever marketing, right? Oh, the marketing is definitely clever. But there's substance behind the hype. A big part of it is Hawaii's commitment to quality. They're serious about protecting the Kona brand.
Makes sense. So no one could just slap a Kona label on some random beans.
Nope. They have strict standards based on, everything. The beans have to be graded. They have to come from a specific region.
Talking about regions, I was reading that most Kona farms are surprisingly small.
Yeah. Average size is what? 3 to 7 acres? Tiny compared to, those massive coffee plantations you see in South America.
Yeah. You think Hawaiian coffee, you think sprawling fields. But it's all about these small farms.
And that's part of the magic. These small farms mean the farmers can really, baby their beans. Careful attention from, planting to harvesting all the way to roasting.
So small farms, big flavor.
Exactly. It's like the craft beer of the coffee world,
I like that. But even with these small farms, the Kona coffee belt still manages to pump out, millions of pounds of coffee each year.
It's impressive, right? And that brings us to the magic ingredient, the thing that makes Kona so special, the terroir.
Terroir. It's not just fancy wine talk.
Nope. It's everything. The soil, the climate, the altitude, the whole environment. It all comes together to shape the flavor of the coffee.
And Kona has what? Some kind of magical terroir.
Pretty much. You've got those volcanic hills on the Big Island, super rich soil, lots of rain. But then you also have these clouds that roll in and provide shade. So the coffee beans get this perfect balance of sun and shade.
Wow. So it's a perfect storm of coffee growing goodness.
You could say that. And we can't forget the history. I mean, coffee isn't even native to Hawaii, right?
Yeah. It wasn't like the Hawaiians were sipping Kona lattes for centuries. So how did he even get there?
Buckle up. This is where things get interesting. So picture 19th century Hawaii. It's a time of huge change. Missionaries are arriving. Capitalism is taking hold. And, imperialism is rearing its ugly head. It wasn't a pretty picture.
Definitely not. But those missionaries played a big role in, shaping Hawaiian agriculture, right?
They did. They came over with this idea of, using agriculture as a way to, become self-sufficient. But also, let's be real, to, push their European ideas onto the Hawaiian people.
Right. It's a complex history, to say the least.
For sure. And that history is all part of what makes Kona coffee, Kona coffee.
Okay, so Kona coffee, amazing terroir, fascinating history. But is it really that good? People call it liquid gold. Is that just more marketing hype?
Oh, it's way more than hype. Kona coffee has this brightness. It's got this acidity that's citrusy, but not too sharp. And then you get these hints of fruit and chocolate.
Sounds delicious and expensive.
It can be, but you're paying for quality. You're paying for that unique combination of history, geography, and those meticulous farming practices.
So to wrap things up, Kona coffee is special because of...
everything we've talked about. The volcanic soil, the rain, the shade, the small farms, the careful attention to detail, and of course, that complex history. It's all there in the cup.
Makes you think about your coffee a little differently, huh?
It definitely does. And here's something to ponder. With all these new specialty coffees popping up, is that going to, help or hurt Kona in the long run? Will this growing appreciation for unique coffee benefit everyone, or will Kona eventually get lost in the crowd?
Ooh, good question. Something to think about over my next cup.
Exactly.
Well, thanks for taking this deep dive into Kona coffee with me. Until next time, happy caffeinating.
Cheers to that.